Okay. Okay, we're going to have children's church now, so if you want to follow Mary upstairs, Miss Mary. Okay, here we go. Well, I'm glad everybody could make it this morning. I know it's been a rough week, but we all pulled through. The name of my lesson is called Out with the New and In with the Old. Now, you can think about a lot of things that would refer to, like cars. I prefer the old cars. Technology I'm not really crazy about, but I forgot my Bible at home, but I have my phone. So I'm talking about your attitude and your spirit. Get rid of the old stuff. It's garbage. Welcome the new stuff, the Spirit of God. Christmas was over about 4 weeks ago. I did have three, but now it's four. And there's all kinds of silly stuff going on at Christmas time. The silly songs, Mama. I saw Mom kiss Santa Claus. And the one that gets me is the 12 days of Christmas. So that means between December 13th and December 25th, we all have to be good and nice and friendly and all that silly stuff. Well, for me to be nice for 12 days in a row is not such an easy thing to do. So I figured it out. One day a month, I'm going to be nice to people. And you guys are lucky because today's the day. Right before Christmas, about 2 weeks before Christmas, my wife was in an auto accident. She was ran into by a man that was driving someone else's vehicle with no insurance, and he had no driver's license. So for a while, I was trying to find the owner of the van for compensation, but logic dictates that if she doesn't have money to put insurance on her van, she's not going to have money to fix ours. So it was time for me to just drop it and let it go. It's easy to forgive somebody if you can't even find them. So that was just, it's a done deal. Please turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. Now, that's not improper English. It doesn't mean well. It means good. Be nice to people. Treat them like you want to be treated. To all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Okay, that means, even if they're not a Christian, that means you should still be nice to them. That's just the way we are. We're Christians. We're supposed to be an example of what a Christian is supposed to be like. So if you go out there and get all mean and stupid with somebody and want to beat them up, that's not very Christian-like, even if they're not Christians. How are they ever going to want to be a Christian if they look at you and go, you know, I don't want to be like that. I'd rather just stay the way I am. Now, I've been accused of being prejudiced over the King James Version compared to the New International Version, the Blue Book, I call it. Well, that isn't true. I prefer the King James Version because in some ways it is a little more accurate. But if you're going to do serious research on something, you want at least two translations. I use the King James and the Blue Book. Several years ago, I needed a Bible. I was poor. I didn't even have a Bible, okay? And I was walking along, taking a walk, and I come across a yard sale. And they had a free box. And guess what was in that free box? A Bible. A red Bible. King James Version. I was in there. I took it home, started reading it. And I'd read a verse like, that doesn't make any sense. So the next day I'd read a little bit and I'd come across a verse and read it and I go, that doesn't make any sense. So I started doing some research. Research, that means you do it twice. You search it once, and then you search it again to make sure you got it right. Research. There were typographical errors in that Bible. It was not accurate. I threw it away. There was a King James Version. So you can't always say, well, King James is better than the Blue Book. Well, not in all cases. You have to know what you're doing, what you're looking for. Don't take anybody's word for it. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, this is the Blue Book I'm reading. First chapter in Ephesians says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Okay? Now that makes me think that he wrote this letter only to the people in Ephesus because they're faithful. Right now I'm going to read it to you in the King James Version. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus. One word. Whoever translated this from King James to this book left out one word. One tiny little three-letter word. And it makes everything change at first. Everything's different when you take out that one word. So, you know, Paul didn't just write a book but to the people that live in Ephesus and everybody else can just go fly a kite. You know, there has to be a reason. Research. Find out why. Go back to the original text and see what it says. Now, sometimes King James isn't always right on the money, but most of the time it is. And if you have two translations, and they don't coincide, one of them contradicts the other, then you have to make a choice. And like they say, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Okay, please turn Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Very last verse in chapter 4. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Okay. And it says, be ye kind, tenderhearted. Now the word tenderhearted, okay, in the Blue Book, it says compassionate. That's the same word. They mean the same thing. You can look it up in your dictionary or your thesaurus. They are synonyms. But the word kind does not mean nice or gentle. It means it's the word Christos. It means useful, good, and gracious. Now this particular word, Christos, the word kind, used in this text, is only in this Bible three times. You just read one. Now please turn to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. It says, but love your enemies, do good to them. See, there's that thing. Do good to them, be nice to them. And lend to them without expecting to anything back. See, that's the thing. If you give something to somebody and you expect something in return, that's not giving, that's loaning. And God loves a cheerful giver. You give without expecting to get anything back. Because God knows what you've done, and giving equals receiving. Okay, and then it says, then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Okay, now, I just read to you in Ephesians that we're supposed to be kind to others. And this says God is kind to others. He wants us, he expects us to be that kind to everyone else, which means forgive them. Be God-like. Be as much like God as you can be. That's what he's saying. He said, I'm going to read that verse again. The second half. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. God loves everybody. If they don't love him back, they're the one to pay the price at the end when Christ comes back. But in the meantime, if we aren't kind to people and nice to them, how are they ever going to make the decision to change and be like us? We have a light in us. That light shines when you do the thing you're supposed to do. And people can see it. That's the literal translation. We have a light in us that literally shines. And other people can see it if they're looking. Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians 13, verse 4. It says, love is patient. Okay, now in the King James Version, the word love is charity. But it means the same thing. It's the Greek word agape. Charity, love. Okay? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. That's the same word, kind. It's a different Greek word, but it has the same definition. Be godlike. Forgive people. Be nice to them. Kind. Okay. Apostle Paul wrote most of the verses that I already read to you, and I will read in this lesson, all but one. And if you can't be like, if you can't be kind, be like Saul. Change your name. Now, Saul became Paul when he got the Spirit of God in him. But he still went by Paul sometimes when he was on a mission for God and he went into a Jew-filled town. He still said, my name is Saul of Tarsus. That way, if he had said his name was Paul, they would have killed him. But his name went from Saul to Paul because he got the Spirit of God in him on the way to Damascus. Now, there are times when I'm sure Saul was nice to people, but he was never kind. He didn't have that in him. He couldn't have been. When he became Paul, then he could be kind. He wrote what I'm reading to you. He's telling me what to tell you. Be kind. Now, he wasn't a hypocrite because after he got the Spirit of God in him, he was a kind man. He saved souls. Now, that's about as kind as you can get to get somebody born again. I can't remember where it says, but Jesus said, when I go, you will do these works that I have done and greater works. Well, the one thing that we can do that Jesus Christ could not do is get people born again. That's the greater work. Forgiving one another even as God has forgiven us. That's the last half of verse 32 in Ephesians. Sounds fair. God forgives us. Because I know some of the things I've done. I just try not to even think about it. God's forgotten about it. So when people do things to you, do your best to forgive them. Kindness is a personality trait. And the more you forgive, the easier it is to be kind. If you are angry at someone, be as nice as possible. Kindness will follow. Please turn to Psalms, verse 103. Psalms, verse 103. Verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Rudyard Kipling wrote the book They made it a movie. The Jungle Book, I'm sure most of us have seen it, especially if you have kids. Well, Rudyard Kipling wrote that book, and he was also very famous for saying, East is east and west is west. Never the twain shall meet. If you're in an airplane, you're going north. You get to the North Pole, you start going south. Okay, you're in an airplane and you're going east. You will always be going east. West is behind you, and so are your sins. Be as godlike as possible. He will do the rest. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, again for us being here today. Thank you for your word, being not a secret or a mystery, for us being able to figure out what you mean and what you want from us, how we should act and how we should treat people. We know how to treat people usefully because we know how we want to be treated. We will learn to be kind. We will be godlike as much as possible. We will go out today and do one good thing. In Christ's name, amen.